Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
We've been talking on dedication. And what God had me do is I looked up dedication, and it says a quality of being dedicated or committed to a task or purpose. And some of the synonyms it says is commitment, diligence, enthusiasm, zeal, perseverance, persistence, tenacity, drive, staying power. And he had me look those things up because sometimes we forget that dedication takes a little bit of endurance, a little bit of patience and perseverance. And God reminded me that when I was growing up, I would sometimes be scared and shy away from things. And God said, you need to be dedicated. You need to commit and follow through. And so he reminded me that, you know, one day we were given the task at school to pick something that describes ourselves with the letter of our name. And I'm thinking, okay, P, patience. Nah, I ain't always patient. So I'm going through the letters and I'm trying to think of different words. And God said, perseverance, persistent. And I said, God, why would you say that? He said, because I'm creating you to be persistent. And as you say this out of your mouth, that this is what you identify with, that's what you're going to have to commit to. When we begin to speak things out of our mouth, that's what we have to commit to. Like Marquise said last night, when someone gets done speaking, we raise our hand if it identifies with us. Why? Because we're committing to that. We're lifting our hand as a sign, I surrender and I commit to what I just heard and how I'm going to apply it to my life. So we have to be dedicated. And with being dedicated, we have to be determined. God reminded me of a song that we sung when I was young growing up. And part of the song, it says, through hard trials, persecution, tribulation, I am determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. And we used to sing that and sing that part over and over. And as I think about it now, are you determined to walk with God through hard trials? Through tribulation, because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, and we have to stand the test. If we're going to stand that test, we have to be dedicated. When I was talking to Nicole this week, we were talking about dedication being the theme. And she said, you know, when you go for a job interview and they're looking at your resume, they're looking to see not just at all your years of school and you completed, but they're looking to see, have you been dedicated? Because they don't want to hire someone that's going to come in and, oh, I don't want to be here, I'm done, and leave. They want to see that you've been committed. What have you been committed to? That's one thing that we have to realize when we're getting married. Am I able to commit and really stick this out? Whether it's easy, whether it's hard, whatever the case may be, are you willing to be committed? We have to realize that dedication takes determination. So you have to be put through a test or a trial sometimes in order for you to see that you are really dedicated. One thing he reminded me of is Job. He went through some tests and some trials. And because he was dedicated, no matter what happened to him, no matter what came his way, he was able to still persevere. It reminded me of the walls of Jericho being knocked down and how they had to march around there. Some people that are not really dedicated, they would have gave up on day one. They would have said, walls, how are the walls going to come down? Because in the natural, we don't see it happening. But when we look in the spiritual, we know that our God is bigger. Our God is higher. Our God is able to do far beyond what we could ever think or dream or even imagine. We have to be dedicated. Dedicated. He reminded me of even David facing Goliath. Because he was dedicated to God, because he knew whose he was in God, and he was dedicated to knowing that whatever it is that I do, because God is for me, who could be against me? He knew it could happen. He reminded me of even Hannah. So we're going to go to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And I'm going to get it if I can find out what page he has this on. Samuel chapter 1, and we're going to go to 1 Samuel, sorry. And we're going to start at verse 6. Well, actually, hold on. We're going to back up a little bit. We'll start at verse 4. It says, whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. The Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. How many of you know that the enemy will provoke you? Just to see your reaction. Verse 7, it says, this went on year after year. When Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival would provoke her until she wept and would not eat. Her husband, Elkanah, would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once they had finished eating and drinking, and Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you would only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him back to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will be on his head. So she began to weep because she was so hurt. So you're being picked on, and you already know your situation, but yet someone wants to pick on you and shove it more into your face. Oh, I got a son and you don't. They're just rubbing it in, making that little wound a little bit bigger, making it hurt a little bit more. And she just began to weep and cry out to the Lord and say, make a promise to the Lord. And she was determined. She said, God, I give them back to you. How many of us are determined to give our gift back to God? A lot of times we will take what God, when God blesses us, we'll take it and we'll keep it. Nah, I worked too hard for this. But we have to give that back to God. We have to focus on God and say, God, I'm going to give you this. So she began to pray, and that to me showed determination. She wanted a son badly, so she cried out to God. And then she made a vow. Have you made a vow to God? God also reminded me with dedication. Like Chamion said, as an athlete, they're dedicated to that craft. Why? Because they want to be the best. So what are they doing? They're giving their best. With us being dedicated to God, we have to give our best. A lot of times we settle and say, oh, that'll do. But no, God gave his best. Why not us? He gave his best. Why not us? When you're dedicated to something, you're going to go all out, like the pastor said. You're going to do whatever it takes. You're not going to quit. You're going to press no matter what happens so that you can see the end result. The next scripture is John chapter 3, verse 30. John chapter 3, and we're going to go down to verse 30. It says he must increase, but I must decrease. We have to get to a point where we let God increase in us. We have to get to a point where we are willing to decrease in our flesh, to let those things in us die down so that we can be dedicated to God and do what he has called us to do. If we're going to do that calling, if we're going to walk in what he called us to do, we have to let some things go. And it may be hard, but we have to be willing to go all out, willing to sacrifice because we want to see the end result, because we're committed to God. Even though it may not seem right at the time or it may seem hard, we have to continue to persevere. The song we sing, "Till the Walls Fall Down." I will not back up. I will not back down. I will stake my claim. I will stand my ground. Why? Because we want to see those walls fall. And unless we're going to put in the work, unless we're going to be determined, unless we're going to focus on the end result, we're not going to make it. Because it's hard. Us being warriors is not easy. It's not cut out for the weak. It's not cut out for us to do it in our own flesh. But when we begin to stand with God and when we begin to stand for God and know that it's a fight of faith and know that we have God on our side, then we can press through. We can continue to seek him. We can continue to get in our word and say, God, help me to apply this. And who do you want me to share it with? We can continue to feed off of it on a daily basis and say, God, okay, I'm open for you to use me. Why? Because I'm dedicated to this. I'm committed to living for God. And when you're committed to living for God, you're going to do whatever it takes, no matter who's looking or what's going on around you.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197. To let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
God reminded me that when I first got saved and when I rededicated my life and I said, okay, I'm ready to do this, God, I'm ready to go all out for you. I remember we went to an event and I was just praying and just worshiping God. And God said, just look around you and see what's going on around you. And I went to an event, so we're on a bus, and people are playing, and they're talking, and they're doing different things. And all I wanted to do was eat. I wanted to eat more of his word. And so I'm sitting there, I'm reading, and I'm praying, and God said, just look around you. He said, I called you to be different, so it's not going to be easy. You may feel like you're set apart. Why? Because I called you. And right now is the time for you to grow. Right now is the time for you to eat just a little bit more. A lot of times you'll see things go on around you and you say, God, I don't really fit in. That's because he called you to stand out. Why? Because there's someone else that is looking around you to see, do they really love Jesus? Are they really sold out for him? Are they really committed to this thing, or are they wavering? Are they wavering? We have to remember to be dedicated to God. Dedicated to God. But James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. There's that P word. It produces perseverance. Let that perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So God said we're not going to be in lack. A lot of times we think we are. A lot of times you think, woe is me. Or you think, I don't mount up to that. God, are you sure you're talking to me? But God said, not lack anything. So that means he's already giving you the resources that you need. He's already giving you the knowledge that you need. But you have to continue to have faith and continue to press through and continue to persevere no matter what's going on. No matter what it may look like, no matter how hard it may be, we have to keep in our minds that I am determined. I am determined. to be dedicated no matter what. Marquise asked me to speak, and it was interesting because I have been praying to God. And I said, God, I'm ready to go all out. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. Because in the past, I have teetered and not felt like I mounted up to what he called me to do. But as I began to pray, he said, I called you for a reason. I chose you for a reason. So are you ready to be dedicated? And so I said, okay, God, I'm ready to do it. And so then Marquise said, I want you to, you know, you're speaking at the end of this month. I said, okay, God, I accept the challenge. I'll do it. And then his friend Iman said, hey, we have this event. I'm ready for you. Are you ready to speak this time? Because I couldn't speak the other time because I was having some complications in my pregnancy. And I said, okay, I didn't do it last time. I'm ready to do it. And it was interesting as the different things were lining up. Before I could even think, I was saying, okay. Marquise at the conference, you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. And I was like, wait a minute. What did I just say? But God let me know that I already had said I would commit. So I couldn't teeter and totter anymore. Okay, God, I'm ready. Okay, I'm going to do this. Why? Because I'm dedicated now. No matter how hard it may seem, no matter how I may doubt sometimes, but if I'm ready just to be dedicated and trust in God and know that if he did it before, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. God is just so awesome. He's so awesome. What a few of the quotes that I was reminded of. I shared this quote last year because it was so powerful and God reminded me of it. I'm going to share it again. But with being dedicated takes preparation. So it says, Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 4 hours to chop down a tree, I would spend the first two sharpening my axe. Are you prepared? With us being warriors, we have to be prepared. Being prepared meaning I have to put on the full armor of God. Why? Because I'm ready to get in that battle. We have to be prepared. It takes preparation. One of the other quotes I found by Bear Bryant, it says, never quit. It is easiest to cop out in the world. Set a goal and don't quit until you obtain it. When you obtain it, set another goal and don't quit until you reach it, and never quit. It's easy for us just to quit, but when you're determined and when you say, okay, God, I'm ready to do this for you, because he didn't have, like, I when I'm praying, he reminds me that he sent his son to go all the way. Jesus could have stopped and said, God, I'm done. He could have just, even when he prayed in the wilderness, he could have said, God, I don't want to do this. But he went all the way. And we have to go all the way for God. How many of us are really going to go all out for God and be really determined, okay, God, I'm going to do whatever it is that you want me to do. Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm going to do it. One last quote. It says, I know that in life there will be sickness, devastation, disappointments, heartache. It's a given. What's not a given is the way you choose to get through it all. And it says, if you look hard enough, you'll always find a way and you'll always find God on your side. It's hard when we're going through a test. We oftentimes want to stop. But if we continue to press through and know that God is with us, then we don't have to get frustrated. If we just continue to persevere through. When you're in a storm, I think of a storm when you're driving on the freeway, you're not going to just stop and just let those hailstorms or whatever it is come at you. You're going to continue to press through because you want to see the brighter side. So if you're in attack and you're feeling like you're weighed down, we have to continue to fight through, continue to persevere through, continue to have that faith, continue to get on your knees before God and let God know, okay, God, I need your help. I can't do this by myself. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I need you to go with me. I need you to go before me. I need you to continue to protect me and show me which way to go. I need you to prepare the way before me. It's okay to talk to God and say, God, I can't do this. But with you, I know I can get through it. With you, I know I can complete that task. With you, I can be bold no matter where I am. With you, I can continue to be sold out on my job. I can continue to finish the tasks that are set before me. No matter what happens, no matter how it looks, because a lot of times things may look all crazy and you're like, man, how am I going to do this? But because you have the peace of God, when you should be frustrated, when you feel like you should give up, you can continue to persevere. God reminded me that we had some different issues going on at work and people were dropping off my team like flies. And God said, continue just to hang in there. Just wait. Just wait. And I just continue to pray. And people are like, man, I'm going to this position. I'm doing this. And I just waited. I just continue to press in and seek God. And as I begin to pray, things begin to shift. And we started a prayer group when we were in our old building. And it was me and two other ladies. And we would begin to pray. And we said, man, we just need God to move in this place. And we began to pray. And the different people that didn't fit, I said, God, change their hearts or get them out. Hey, God didn't say we couldn't pray for that. I said, God, change their hearts or get them out if they're not going to change. And God began to change different people on the different levels. And I said, okay, God, do something different. Move. And so now we have a different leadership over us. And I just thank God because I was like, God, okay. He said, if you would have left, you don't know where you would have went to. Or how it would have been where you went to. But because I stuck it through, now I have leadership over me that it is willing to work with me on a lot of things. When I was pregnant, she was like, I'm trying to go to bat for you so you can stay home. I'm trying to do whatever it is. But it didn't work out. But she was there. She had my back. And she understood when different issues happen, I'm saying, hey, this and this is happening. She's like, okay, I understand. Why? Because she sees me as a leader because I'm continuing to pray. I'm not giving into the negativity. I say, help me to understand what's going on. I don't get frustrated and try and give up, but I say, you know, I don't really understand this, so can you explain it to me? Because maybe I'm missing something. She said, no. Precious, you know what you're doing, so why are you questioning this? You know you're right. It's okay. Don't get frustrated. I got this. So I just thank God for faithfulness. When you're determined and you hear his voice, no matter what disappointments, no matter what frustrations, no matter what things come your way, you can continue not to back up, not to back down. And you can say, I stand no matter what happens, no matter what test, no matter what trial comes my way. And I continue to just seek God. And we have to continue to remember to be committed. Continue to be hungry for God. Continue to have that zeal, that perseverance, that persistence, that drive, that tenacity, that staying power. Some of us have kind of wavered in our walk with God. But God said it's time for us to be dedicated. God said, it's time for us to be dedicated. He said, you want dedication in all the different things. You want someone to be dedicated in their marriage. You want someone to be dedicated in a relationship. You want someone to be dedicated in a job situation. But are you dedicated to me? God said, have you set aside time to be on your face before me? Have you decided to be dedicated and I'm going to read the word? God, I don't understand it, but I want you to break it down so I can understand it. Let me switch and get a different version of the Bible so I can really grasp what you're saying. When you're dedicated, you're going to go all out. You're going to give your best no matter what happens, but you're going to be dedicated. You're going to hang in there and say, okay, God, I see you got what's best for me, so let me just hang in. Let me just see what you have for me. Let me continue just to press in. So remember not to back up, not to back down, and stand your ground and remember to be persistent. Persevere, have that zeal, have that commitment, and be dedicated to God. Amen? Amen. Does anyone want prayer for anything tonight? We want to have the altar open. Just because we know that none of us are perfect, but we're all striving to be perfected. So maybe there's some areas that you've been dealing with and you haven't really been dedicated in. You haven't really made that step of commitment to say, God, I'm ready to surrender it to you. I'm ready to be dedicated to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.